About the size of a dime.
All right, so start over again with your story on your mom and then you and your wife.
Okay. Yeah, with her, she passed out and was taken to the hospital. And what they found was that she had pancreatic cancer, that the tumor was big enough it was cutting off the blood supply to the pancreas. And she was obese, and they basically said that the stage it was at, she was inoperable, and that she'd probably be dead in 2 to 3 weeks, that it was had progressed at that point. They had measured the tumor. They knew what kind of size it was. They had spotted some metastasizing. There were some spots in her lungs. There were some spots elsewhere in her body. They did the full body where they light up all the cancer that's in your body. They did that, and she had some little things that were starting. And so we set her up with the cesium chloride. She ordered it from Essence of Life, and she got the full package that had all the potassium and liquid potassium and all that stuff. You know, she got everything. Because she had cancer bad enough, she figured she needed everything, every bit of help she could get. And so they rechecked that. She started actually getting better. They rechecked it at 2 or 3 weeks, and the size of the tumor had decreased by 20%. And she went home at 3 weeks, and they set her up with a physical therapist. And she was not supposed to be leaving that hospital. They just told her, you'll be dead within a matter of a couple of weeks. It was at that stage. And so at the 5 week point, her blood cancer markers were back to almost or normal. And there were no signs of a tumor anymore. 5 weeks. And at that stage, my aunt was there with her, and she didn't like to have to get up from her chair to go to the bathroom. So she didn't want to drink water. And she severely dehydrated herself because she was taking diuretics. And she ended up back in the hospital for dehydration. No more cancer. That was gone. And she literally killed herself by refusing to drink water.
Yeah.
Because it was too inconvenient to her to get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But she did completely beat pancreatic cancer with it. So her oncologist, he was really excited about that, especially at the 3 week point where the tumor was down by 20%. He wanted to do a case study and do a write up on it. And the hospital that he worked at, this was in the Fayetteville area in North Carolina, the hospital told him, drop it, never say a word about it, or he was going to be fired. So he had to completely, he wanted to say things about this and have it actively looked at and written up in medical journal. And he was absolutely told, nope, we don't play with stuff like that.
Yeah. it's pretty bad.
Yeah. I first found this, the cesium chloride stuff back in late 70s or early 80s when the doctor that came up with it lost his medical license over it. And Penthouse, of all things, is either, I think Penthouse, not Playboy. They always did like expose type things and cutting edge scandal type things. And they were giving it really good coverage. And so I kept following it through the years and saw that, you know, he was well received in other countries. Communist bloc countries were using it. So I had followed it anyway through the years. And so we've pulled up the original two formal case studies, trials. So I've, you know, my wife is a veterinarian, so she's familiar with research and, you know, document research and whatnot. So she spent time at the UC Davis Library pulling up all the information she could get her hands on cesium chloride and how, and those trials and stuff. So we pretty thoroughly vetted it for our own purposes. That something you might find interesting, and you may be already aware of this, but when I was taking it for the basal cell on my lip, it had almost disappeared at the 4 week stage. So there was just this little 1/8 inch remainder, but it was at healing stage where it would form a scab and was no longer sloughing off like it did. Because it was a stage where it just bled all the time. I'd wipe it off, scab would come off, it would bleed. I'd always have a bloody, you know, napkin by me that, you know, I'd spot it, you know, because it was just always kind of oozing blood. And it was at that stage when I started taking this. Well, it was almost gone. So I figured I'd take one more batch. And I had gotten a bottle of the cesium chloride from you. And so when I ran out, I used that bottle. My wife got research grade, reagent grade. She got a reagent quality cesium chloride, dead pure, you know, 0.999 kind of stuff. And I went to mix that to where I was getting the 1.5 grams per ounce or whatever it is the breakdown is. And I brain farted and put half the amount of the cesium chloride in the size of the bottle. So when I started taking that, I thought, oh, wow, I didn't know if it was the purity. When I took it the first batch, it would make my lip feel slightly tingly as I took it in a smoothie or something in the morning. And I'd drink that smoothie over like an hour and a half period of time. I wouldn't just slam it all at once. But I would notice a slight tingliness in my lip. And so when I made my own batch with this reagent grade, there was nothing like that. And I thought, oh, wow, maybe it's the purity or something, you know. And it started coming back. So at that stage, I went to the VA hospital, and they surgically removed that little bit that was left. It was nothing like it was before. And I took care of it like that. So what I found out was that if you use half the dose you should have, it will actually make cancer go bonkers.
Let me back up. I've been doing this for going on 24 years, and I have found just the opposite. I've worked with animals with just 500 milligrams or less, and beat the cancer. I've worked with humans under a certain weight with half a dosage, and they got well. So, no, what you're saying is completely untrue.
Huh.
All right? Had you told me about your basal cell, I have a product that you could have literally gotten rid of your basal cell in 3 days. No surgery, no nothing. 3 days, and it's a guarantee. But, you know, your idea that taking less cesium than 3 grams is causing more cancer growth is totally, totally false. So what was it? Your wife had breast cancer?
No, it was a uterine type thing. that they had found something that looked very suspicious on a pap smear, and they wanted her right back to do a biopsy. And she said she would prefer, before the biopsy was done, to wait 4 weeks. And she took the cesium chloride, and her she tested, you know, she was clear. She didn't have anything to worry about anymore.
Well, very good.
So, and my friend that I called you about that had the bad brain tumors, she died last Friday. Yeah. That was that quick.
Sorry to
hear that. She started showing signs at Christmas time, neurologic signs, speech and stuff. And so she was diagnosed within the next very short period of time as having the tumors. He's been in really rough shape. So I've just been texting him and not calling him. He hasn't been in shape to talk about it. And so I think about 3 weeks ago, I had texted him and asked him kind of for a follow-up, because he'd say he'd let me know when they found out more. And he said she'd already progressed to the point where she couldn't walk and she couldn't handle a spoon.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago. So that was so fast, from Christmas time until last Friday she died. Her thing was progressing so fast, he didn't have time to adjust to even thinking about any alternative.
It's never too late to try something. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Gene and I, we've got 100% faith in this stuff, and have for many, you know, 10, 12 years. And we did our research. We spent months looking at it. We know what we're looking at. And so as I've recommended this to other friends and stuff that have gotten cancer, when I pull it up, cesium chloride and cancer on the internet, I want to just put my face in my hands and just say, this is hopeless. If people go to do their own research that don't have the background that that my wife and I did, they're going to see nothing but the negatives. They're not going to be able to weed through the bullshit to be able to learn anything. It's hopeless. We gave up on it. We just said no more. We're not trying to talk friends into doing this. I don't want to deal with them. I don't want to be trying to sell them. I don't want. This is not my job. You know, they're too stupid. One guy I knew, he went through rough chemotherapy and stuff, and he had a what do they call it? You know, when remission. Went for a couple years good and said, oh yeah, I'll do this cesium if I get a, you know, a relapse of this. And so he did. And he was a friend of a friend of mine. And his friend kept trying to tell him, talk to Keith, you know, get on this stuff, stop doing the chemotherapy. And he did chemo to where it tore his body up so bad that his stent wouldn't work anymore. It collapsed, and he had liver damage, and, you know, he was done. They basically pulled the plug and said, you're done. No more chemo, no more nothing. You're not going to live very much longer. So then he calls when he's got about 3 weeks left to live. Oh, I want to try this. I want to try this cesium chloride. And I'm like, you know, you should have done this 4 months ago when you had time and your body was in a lot better shape. I don't have what it takes to deal with, you know, and I didn't say these words, but I basically, my attitude, I didn't have the time to deal with fucking dumbasses, you know, I just don't. Talk to me when your body's in good shape and you got a good attitude about it. And, you know, this stuff has a much better chance of working. And I'm sorry I have this attitude, because I know you say it's never too late. And I know that because the first study was 50 people that were stage 4 in the hospital to die. None of them expected to live more than, you know, a few weeks. They weren't expected ever to leave the hospital, and half of them did. Half of them survived. So I know that. I know it's not too late to save stage 4 people. But, you know, don't wait till the point where your body's shutting down from all the chemo and radiation and bullshit surgeries and everything you've done. Don't wait till then when you got about a week or two to live to be looking to try something when you knew about it 6 months ago, you know?
Yeah, I know. Anyhow, I really appreciate you talking to me about this.
Yeah, I just found it interesting on account of my mom, because pancreatic is a
incurable.
Yeah, exactly. It's never given any chances.
Right. That liver, any cancer stage 2 or greater is considered incurable, period. Stage 1, you have a 50% chance of turning it around in stage 1. But when you go to stage 2, the chances go down. Stage 3 and 4, you just live out your time because there's no cure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the doctor's attitude. That
came right
from the doctor. So anyhow, I appreciate you, and just keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.